Hello, hello. And yeah, it's been a while. I had COVID, which I think I mentioned on the last episode. And shortly after I had a meltdown, a consumerist meltdown over the holidays, my cat passed away. And she was sick for a while, but like, a kind of in a cliche way, it kind of put things into perspective for me. But I still couldn't really control the anxiety and the sense of urgency I was feeling around the holidays. And part of this is due to my nature of being this ADHD, like, need to have it now, need to satisfy my urges to feel a sense of safety and security, which is sort of false anyway. Combined with our culture's need to throw ads at us constantly and make us think that we need pretty much everything that is thrown in our view. So I went to Philly after I got over COVID. I went to Philly for a few days, and I just had this sense of even going into like stores like Sephora and like tech stores and just everywhere I went with, I had this sudden sense of you need this. You need this item, you need this, beauty product, you need this, you need that. And I'm not knocking beauty products, or I'm not knocking consumerist culture altogether, because there are things that do enhance our lifestyle. There are things that make us feel better. And there's no reason to demonize this. But I think the problem comes when we begin to kind of merge our own identity with the things that we think we need. For example, I go into Sephora and it's like I'm a very low maintenance person as far as makeup goes. I don't really wear a lot of makeup. I have sensitive skin. I don't do a lot of beauty product regimens because I just don't have the energy, and I don't have like the desire to spend so much time focusing on looking a certain way. I'd rather just like do light makeup and enhance the way that I already look, which I know how to do, and I don't need a million products. But for some reason, I think just this, maybe it was like the post-COVID, or like people think that like, COVID's ending, so now we have to like go back out into society and we have to buy everything and we have to rush and hurry up and look a certain way. And it's really, really sad, and it's scary how it's like this collective sense of being rushed. And the question is for what? Rush to buy this, rush to get this product. And like when I went into Sephora, I don't know if like if you go to Sephora or like Ulta or any of these places, which I'm not knocking them again. I do like them, but I immediately felt less than because I was just being approached by so many people telling me, "Oh, you should get this. Oh, you really should get this." And even, my husband trying to decide on a fragrance that he wanted, the salesperson was trying to convince him of what smelled best on him, and then he ended up purchasing a fragrance and not liking it towards the end of the night, and it smelled nasty. And it was like this person telling you what you need and you kind of freezing in their sense of confidence. Like it's almost like these, a lot of times these salespeople have an extreme sense of self-confidence, and if you are not really grounded in your body in the moment, and you're not present, and like if you don't know what you want and what you need in the moment, it's easy to say, "Oh yeah, you're right," and we've all done this. But my goal, maybe my New Year's resolution, new year, new me, is to stop letting these people make decisions for me and tell me what it is that I need in my life. Because honestly, nobody really knows what we need. Most of the time, we don't even know what we need. I think it's through lived experience and sometimes through making these kinds of mistakes by buying things that are unnecessary or obsessing over things that are unnecessary, because that's what I did. You know, when I went shopping, I felt like, oh, I should get this, or I should get this, I need this. And then it repeated itself again and again, because every salesperson is trying to make you feel like their product is the end all be all and you need it in order to survive. And I think so many of us are so afraid of the unknown. We have this sense of urgency because things are uncertain, right? Like COVID has taken so many of our loved ones. We don't know how this virus is going to progress, or hopefully it's going to be over, but everybody's worried about variants and this and that. And I think that sense of urgency pervades into, it seeps into our everyday sense of needing things, because it's A, a distraction, and B, it's like, if I have this product, I'm going to feel better about myself. And if I feel better about myself, it's going to like protect me from the unknown, or it's going to like, you know, make me invincible. And I think we all want that. We all want to feel invincible. But what I learned is that none of us is invincible. You know, we're all human beings. We all have our limitations. Am I saying that buying products and feeling this need to keep up with the Joneses too? Like, I think part of the reason that I was feeling this need to buy certain things is because friends of mine had them, or this person had this product, or my, you know, sister told me I need to get this particular dry shampoo for my hair, or I need this, and oh, this is something that you can't live without. And I think that is a catchphrase, like, can't live without this. And that maybe subconsciously sometimes freaks people out, because they're like, I don't have this right now. I don't know how I'm going to go on with my day. I don't know how I'm going to move forward. I'm going to obsess over it, which I did. I did this over a stinking pair of contact lenses. So when I was in Philly, I realized that I was running out of contacts. And I did need them now. Part of me was like, okay, I need to stop everything that I'm doing. I can't wear my glasses for a few days because I hate when they fog up when I wear a mask. I don't like the way they look. I feel self-conscious. I feel ashamed. Deep into my own sense of needing things was about shame. And I'm not saying like, okay, it's okay to want the contact lenses, to want to go and get new contact lenses right now. But I had to literally stop everything I was doing, and I needed to have it right now. Like, I was Veruca Salt in the moment, which I am sometimes. I'm like, I need this now. I want this now. I have to have it, or else I can't think clearly. And that's a sense of anxiety and my internal chaos that I work through on a regular basis. We all have something, right? So I realized that I had like one pair of contacts left. And if you wear contacts, you know that when one eye gets blurry, or if it starts to hurt, it's like a nightmare. It's like torture. So luckily I did have my glasses on me, but I said, I'm going to go visit this optometrist that I like. I've seen him before. And when I went there, I had a certain pair of lenses, a certain type of brand of lenses that I wanted. And I was immediately convinced by him that you need to get the daily disposable lenses, which a lot of people love, and I'm not against them. But for me, I just didn't find them to be, I didn't like the concept of them for my own personal reasons. And you know, he was kind of in disagreement with what I wanted for myself. So I defaulted on, okay, he says I need this. I'm going to just try them out and see how they are, and maybe I'll order them. When I left, so instead of following my gut and saying, I want to get this brand, I listened to the optometrist and said, okay, I'll take your advice. You say I should get this, I'll do that. the same, it was the same damn thing my husband did in the Sephora, where the woman was like, okay, use this or wear this scent, like this is your scent, blah blah blah. And I was even captivated by the salesperson, and I said, oh yeah, you know, you're right. And then we both smelled his fragrance later on in the evening. We're like, why did we not just wait a little while to see if it was right? Same thing with me with the contact lenses. Like, okay, this person said, you need this. You should get this. I got it. When I went to the hotel room that night, I absolutely just despised the lenses that I was wearing. And I said, why didn't I listen to my gut? Why didn't I just tell him what it was that I needed? Because there's this sense of shame for me if I don't listen to a lot of times what other people are telling me. And it catches me off guard because I'm not like this all the time. I'm honestly not like this all the time. It's just sometimes when you're feeling vulnerable, for me it was I was tired, I was lacking sleep. It was the holiday hype. I know that when I'm exhausted and when I am kind of overwhelmed by the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, which is, you know, around Christmas time, especially in the time of COVID, when things seem to be improving, I think people are really excited to go out there and get things that they think they need, and that's fine. But for me, it was creating a sense of chaos. And I was upset about it, and it wasted a few days of my trip when I could have just been enjoying the trip with my damn glasses on. You know, like, screw the mask getting foggy. Like, I learned there's ways to wear your eyeglasses without fogging up your mask, which is an art in and of itself. But I was obsessing over things that truly, at the end of the day, they mattered. But, like, was it life or death? No, it wasn't, you know? And then I got home, and then my cat got worse. She you know, she got sicker, and she passed away. And I realized, like, the only thing that I really wanted in that moment was to, like, be able to spend time with her. And I know that this sounds cliche. It's like, we don't know what's important until we lose something and blah, blah, blah. And the same old story that gets people rolling their eyes. But a lot of the time it is really true. I know that, like, it doesn't discount the fact that, yes, there are things in this life that we do need and we are uncomfortable at certain points in our lives. But for me, it was like I was really focusing my energy on things that just that could have waited a little bit longer. I could have put it on a shelf and just spent time in the moment enjoying my trip. Instead, I had created a lot of angst for myself, and then I went home to more angst. And it's like, life is complicated enough. Why do we have to further complicate things? But I'm not beating myself up. It was a really great experience. A lot of times we do learn through these, you know, these times where we make things worse for ourselves. Like, I learned that next time I go on a trip, yes, I'm going to have extra contacts ordered, but I'm going to make sure that I state what I want next time. You know, when I go in, I'm going to say, this is what I want. I'm going to have a plan of action, and I'm not going to go somewhere when I'm exhausted and can't think clearly in order to speak up and defend myself. So that's one thing. But the next thing is that I don't need to put myself. Yeah, I have multiple selves, don't we all? Put myself into situations where I know that I'm going to feel vulnerable. Because sometimes we force ourselves to go into these situations. I know I have in the past, where we feel like we should really just buck up, buttercup, and push through the moment. But for me, it was really about, I need to stay away from certain places and spend more time in others. Like, I really did want to go to an art museum, but I put the damn art museum off because I was so self-conscious about wearing glasses. But in reality, I could have saved myself a lot of stress by just going to the art museum and maybe forgetting about what I thought I needed in that moment. But again, this is not to shame myself really, or to shame anybody else who's done it. It's just to make me aware for next time, to realize that life and enjoying the moment is what really matters. It's much more complex than this, in a lot of different ways. And I'm not saying that we can't simultaneously need two things. We want a sense of certainty. We want a sense of, you know, to feel good about ourselves. We want things that make us feel, you know, joy. And sometimes material things do give this to us, but like other times experiences with people you love are just as important, if not more important, than needing things that are tangible and things that claim to fix you, fix a problem, or give you a temporary sense of security. I think that experiences, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I never would spend money on experiences or tickets to a museum or doing creative things, because to me it was like, okay, well, you don't have anything to take home. You don't have anything to show for it or to use on a daily basis in order to improve your life. But the reality is the experience, I think investing into an experience, and a lot of these are free that you don't even have to pay for. But going to a museum, for example, for me, this is just in my experience, by the way. For me, going to the museum or going to a place that is interactive and soothing for the soul and giving me some sort of creative idea or ideas, that helps to ease my sense of anxiety, and it actually heals that sense of urgency that I keep talking about more than the products that claim to be life-changing. And sometimes products are, but again, it's just challenging that consumerist mentality and realizing what's most important in life. Things are cliche and heard over and over again a lot of the time because they're true. You know, just remember that. Cliches, many cliches, and I'm not saying all cliches are true and all cliches are wise, but many cliches have stood the test of time because there is some truth to it. Okay? So I'm not trying to be a holier than thou sort of a guru preacher and say that my one experience after having a consumer's meltdown is going to save many lives or has transformed me into this perfect person. It hasn't, because it's probably going to happen again. And I'm sure I'll make what I consider a mistake over and over again. We all will. But we learn more and more about what we personally need by doing this. Sometimes you do have to have the consumerist meltdown, or at least in my case, I did, in order to realize what's important. So I'm not resisting the next meltdown. I just feel like it'll teach me something. And also, I'm very grateful now for insight, for wisdom, and for things that I learn along the way. And I just share my own experiences because I want maybe somebody who's struggling with it to pick up on something that could be helpful. I am not a therapist by any means, or I'm not an expert. I always say that because I do not want anyone to listen to what I'm saying and take it as gospel. Just like when I go to a store, I don't expect to be hounded by people who think they know better about my life than I do. You know, you are the expert of your own life, and you're going to get better and better at it by just learning more about yourself. And a lot of the times that comes by making quote unquote mistakes, and there's nothing to be ashamed about. And maybe you don't even call it a mistake. Like maybe a mistake is a bad word. Maybe it's just an experience that was uncomfortable to teach us more about what we really want in life. So with that, I know I rambled. I hope I made some sense. In my mind, it made a little sense, but if not, oh well, I'm learning and I'm getting better at my craft of speaking up. And that's what that's all about. You learn from your experiences. Hope you have a wonderful day. Be well, and I will talk to you next time.